This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. COVID-19 testing was supposed to be free to everyone. Congress prohibited copays and deductibles for those. But hospitals are finding that many health plans are still requiring patients to chip in. Blake Farmer of WPLN reports.
In late March, Congress passed two laws that say not only does testing have to be covered by all health plans, patients shouldn't have to pay a penny. But major health systems see many self-funded health plans finding ways around the rules. These are larger employers that work with insurance companies, but essentially self-insure. So instead of buying insurance for their workers, they just pay for employee medical costs. This includes roughly half of all health plans. Mike Thompson represents many of them as CEO of the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions. He says some employer plans are still charging copays for the doctor's visit or a test to rule out the flu.
They may or may not have included the related treatment elements.
Thompson acknowledges that the distinction will be lost on many patients.
I get it. I get why it's causing confusion.
But health policy experts see no wiggle room for self-funded plans. Karen Politz is a senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
All private insurance has to cover 100% of the cost.
The U.S. Department of Labor has weighed in as well, saying all employer plans have to play by the same rules. But there's still hospitals all over the country trying to work out who is going to pay them, and many health plans are putting some of the cost on patients. Heather Dunn at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville fears a backlash. So as the vice president of revenue, she's just sitting on millions of dollars of bills for COVID-19 testing.
I know I'm supposed to be shaking everybody down, but we're not right now.
Duke Health in North Carolina confirms it's doing the same thing. Envision, which runs emergency rooms around the country, has more than 200,000 bills that it's not sending because of this confusion. Dunn says she worries about the patients just recovering from COVID or losing their jobs.
I'm hesitant to also say, by the way, your insurance company has passed along this $50 copay. How would you like to do that?
But Dunn says just because the tests are supposed to be free to patients doesn't mean they have no cost. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.